Cameras are rolling. You are all on TV, being broadcast worldwide. We have a television audience exceeding 15. Nobody laughed at that, Dawn.
I see him giving you the ISO.
Yeah.
That's Drill Scouts.
Giving me something. Welcome to tonight's Committee of the Whole meeting. The meeting is called to order, and let the record show that all the aldermen are present this evening. We will begin the meeting with a very special honor conveyed to a very special Girl Scout troop, Troop 467, from, is it Harrison? Harrison. Sorry about that. Harrison Elementary School. So, ladies, this is Mr. Radovich's alma mater. You know who Mr. Radovich is? A city attorney for 31 years. His father was city attorney before him. Mr. Radovich graduated from Harrison in 1897.
The year after the mayor.
Isn't that amazing? He had the same teachers you did. That's called tenure. So ladies, if you could please join us up front, face the flag, and we will follow you in the Pledge of Allegiance, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we get to recognize our Girl Scouts tonight because they have earned, this is back in December, they earned two very high honors. They earned what is commonly referred to as the Wave the Flag badge, right? And the Citizen Near and Far badge. Now, I was told by one of your moms not to quiz you on exactly what both entailed because it was way back in December. And this being the first day back at school, you must be intellectually exhausted after spring break. So, but I have all of your names, and I'm going to invite you forward. And we're going to wing this. Does that sound good?
Can't get it to work.
We can't get the microphone to work. Budget's tough.
Can't get the microphone to work.
Batteries burned out again.
So, ladies, you want to join me up front? We're going to invite this other young lady with us. Oh, we got it, huh? Check. Ooh, this is great. You know why we use this microphone? So, why is everybody facing toward me? You guys got to face this way. If you could, hide behind the podium. That's the world's largest podium. Why don't you ladies step back here? Because see that little blue circle on the ceiling near that second light? That's the television camera. So all your friends and family at home can tune in and say, oh my God, they look taller in person.
How'd she get over there?
Good question. I'm going to turn the microphone over to explain the badges. Do you want to explain those?
The two that our girls earned with the help of Kristen Zimney, which is my co-leader standing right there, are the Wave the Flag Triad and the Citizen Near and Far. The Wave the Flag's kind of special. It's out of the ordinary. We had to talk about the flag, how the flag was made, what the colors of the flag meant. Triad means three for triangle, so we had to talk about 3 points. And then the Citizen Near and Far, not only did we have to talk about city government, which involved our fall Geneva tour with Mrs. Selakovich and coming to City Hall and stepping into your office, Mr. Mayor, but we also talked about governments across seas. So we had a lot of fun with it, and it's a triad, so we are in second grade and we're learning.
That's great. So when you discussed city government, was it a kind of an angry debate, or was it kind of a... Nothing? happy debate. We're all doing a good job. And what's tomorrow, April 7th? Now, what is tomorrow? What's so important about tomorrow? It's voting day. It's election day.
That's right.
And how old do you have to be to vote? 18. Very good. Very good. How old do you have to be informed and vote? That's right. There's no limit. That's terrible. I'm not going to a good place. Well, this is riveting. You ready to be recognized? Are you? 24 font, because I forgot my reading glasses. Well, thank you for saying that on TV. Which one's you? No. Well, the C is silent. This is all spelled phonetically because I'm not the smartest person in the world. So let's recognize these young ladies before they fall asleep. Girl Scout Troop 467. And the ladies who have earned their badges include Morgan Keim. You really like your mom, don't you? How about Skylar Zimney? Skylar, congratulations. Emma Jensen. Well done, Emma. Barrett Lubin. Can you hear the thunderous applause out there?
Yes.
Amazing. Jennifer Schmidt. Couldn't make it. The one young lady who could not make it tonight. Mackenzie without a C, Eldridge. Is it Alana Wernke?
Yes.
Yes. Well done. I know. Well, everybody's not terribly bright. Casey Murphy. Lauren Kliss. Nice job, Lauren. Last but not least, Holly Kramer. All right. Did I get everybody?
Well done.
Does anybody want to say anything?
No,
this is your chance. You sure? I'm digging these braids. Look at the camera so everybody at home can see those braids. Aren't those cool? And you got those down in Florida, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, the Bahamas, sorry. Wow. That's cool. And how long do they last? 6 to 8 weeks, is that right? That's cool, isn't it? It doesn't hurt? No? Your brain's not hurting or anything like that? Does your boyfriend like it? Oh, sorry. You don't have a boyfriend? Matt Schneider's your boyfriend? Is he here? Oh, Alderman Ray Pollack knows who that is.
Wow. That's a nice card in the mail, Mayor.
Is that right?
Sure.
Well, ladies, thank you very much. Congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, our troop from 467. Thanks, guys. Not a box of Girl Scout cookies either. We have some very special guests with us this evening representing the Juliettes, and we have a representative, I hope, from the Geneva Community Chest. Ladies, would you come forward? And gentlemen, everyone's familiar with the Juliettes, created by Don Vogelsberg. Stands for Just Us Ladies Into Eating Together and Shopping. Someone added the S. Yeah, scary, isn't it? We have a check presentation from the Juliettes, our two coordinators this year. Do you guys want to say a few words? Of course she does. So we got a long agenda. So
that was a mistake.
Hi, I'm Mary Wallen. I chaired the event this year with Mary Sinicor, Martha, Tally, and a lot of other ladies that helped with the committee as well. We had a very successful year, and last year we were able to donate $3,000 to the Geneva Community Chest, and this year we're extremely proud because we were able to donate $4,000. and we're just very proud of that. And if anybody doesn't know what Juliet's is, as Mayor Burns said, Don Vogelsberg started this 4 years ago. It's just ladies getting together once a month to have lunch, shop in Geneva, support our downtown stores and restaurants. A city coordinator took it one step further, Carolyn DeLutri, and developed it into a weekend. Now we're 4 years later, successful, 300 ladies this year, and we're already planning for next year. So, thank you.
Mary, do you want to say something?
I'm the chair for this
year.
Mary's the chair.
And we're changing colors from green to black?
No, the green was kind of shedding all over it.
Oh, I see. I get to wear that?
The green all over you, so.
I feel like Elton John. No offense to Elton John, of course. So here's the faux check presentation. Look at this. I'm going to have the animal rights group all over before I end this thing.
Nice boa.
Well, I'd just like to say thank you all very much on behalf of myself as a president of Geneva Community Chest and Alderman Brown, one of our board members, and Sherry Weidel, another board member, and we want to thank you very much. It must have been a great year because last year you gave us three, this year four, and hopefully next year five with your help, okay?
Yes, I hope so.
But thank you all very much, and thank you for the community and the support you give the Geneva Community Chest. Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen. Folks, we have a full agenda tonight, some 19 items on the committee of the whole agenda. We also have a city council meeting following this committee meeting, but we feel it's appropriate that we begin tonight's business with some sad news that most of you are probably aware of. And I would like to ask that the council and those present and those watching on television perhaps take a moment of silence to honor three folks who passed away this past week. One we all read about in several of the publications through town. One of our firefighters, John Schultz's mother, passed away in a fire on East Side Drive. This past week, a special young man who we've honored here at the City Council, Russell Wittick, a tender age of 14 years old, passed away. He lost his battle with cancer. And just a few days ago, one of our esteemed workers of the Public Works Facility, Ed Parker, lost his son-in-law in a car accident. So it's been a difficult week for the family we call Geneva, and I would kindly ask that everyone please recognize that throughout this week, all city flags throughout the community are flying at half staff in honor of all those individuals who we lost. So if we could have just a moment of silence to recognize them and to let their families know we're thinking about them, I would appreciate it. Thank you very much. Our items of business, item 1A, consider Geneva Chamber of Commerce request for street closures during, ready for this, Swedish Days 2009, June 23rd through 28th. Motion by Piper, seconded by Hill. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Item 1B, consider agreement with PACE for the 2009-10 Ridin-Kane program.
So moved.
Second.
Singer makes the motion and Barclay seconds. Questions or comments for City Administrator McKittrick? Alderman Dakota.
Mary, you have a comment in your note that you somehow or another you're going to be reviewing this program this year and then presumably make a decision later on. I noticed that there are 35 people in Geneva who avail themselves of this program. at on a per capita basis, that's $1,700 per citizen. Now, I don't know how many rides that involved, and maybe, obviously, it could be multiple rides for each individual kind of thing. But I think it is something that we need to look at and see if we can do. And I agree with you right on that. But I encourage you to keep that in focus. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Decoto. I would like to say, and as Alderman Singer is well aware, because he sits at those committees, as well as our representative, Sherry Weidel, who goes to the monthly meetings, this is a program that replaced the Dial-A-Ride, as you know, and it is a much more flexible program, but at the same time, I believe that it's a much more expensive program, and it is being funded at this time through grant assistance as well as our contribution. So when you look at those numbers, you really have to double those, because what we're contributing is matched by federal assistance. So it's an expensive program, and as Alderman Singer and I have talked many times, we think that it's something that addresses the need, but we're not sure that it's affordable. And I did ask Mrs. Weidel to be here this evening too, as she is our representative to that committee and attends those meetings and is intimately aware of the customers that we serve, as well as the details of the program. So if you do have specific questions, she is well equipped to answer those for you.
Any questions for either Mary or Mrs. Weidel? Mrs. Weidel, doesn't that sound funny? Everyone just calls you Sherry, and then we have to call you Mrs. Weidel. The formality is just out of control. Any questions for Sherry? We have a motion by Singer, a second by Barclay. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Item C, consider bid award to Resco in the amount of $113,244.11 for materials for the underground cable replacement project 2009-10.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Pawlak. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Item D, consider bid award to Bell Lumber and Pole in the amount of $8,028 for electric poles and material.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Brown, a close second by Hill. Questions or comments for our pole expert?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Alderman
the bid prices per pole, that's FOB, the public works, so they're all on the same basis, really.
Yes, sir. No,
thank you.
Ray, since you're so proud, you would like to make any comments?
I think that was accurate. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else for Mr. Buffington? We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Item E, consider city streetlight installation policy.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Vogelsberg, seconded by Piper. Questions or comments regarding installing city lights? Alderman Decoto.
There's a statement somewhere along there that the cost be the installation and or energy. Why are we distinguishing between the two? Should it be the installation and energy?
I would like to see which section you're talking about.
Well, I don't have it in front of me, but it's somewhere in there.
I will bring Jennifer up.
Somewhere in your write-up, Fuse. And I didn't know why you were making the... Why it was and or... I'll find it if you give me enough time. But
just for those of you watching at home, this young lady in the blue is Jennifer Hilkeman, one of our managers at the electric department, and a proud graduate of Geneva High School.
What's the distinction between private and public property?
Mm-mm. Private and public property.
I can't find it.
Is that what we're...
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
if they're private, if it's a private street and we're...
Sorry, Jennifer, we've got to...
If it's a private road and they want lights on it and it's a project that we're going to install for them, we would put a meter in and they would pay for the energy costs also. Mm-hmm. The Homeowners Association would get a bill for those monthly energy costs. If it's on public right of way, then the city pays for the energy costs.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Sorry for not finding that.
Anyone else? Questions for Mr. Buffington? We have a motion and a second. All in favor of item E, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Item F, consider completion agreement with Travelers Casualty and Surety Company to complete water treatment facility contract with Dempsey Ng Incorporated.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Barkley, seconded by Flanagan. Questions or comments? Alderman Brown.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I noticed there was quite a bit difference between the amount of work left to be done and the amount of money left on the contract. Does that mean there was a very large amount of profit in there for Dempsey Ng, which we now no longer have to pay?
Well, there was a difference between what is left on the punch list, items that are to be completed, and some items that were taken basically out of the contract that were not necessary. Such items as some of the restoration was not to be so extensive.
There's also another item there that seems to be dangling at the top of the third page, which says retainage of $8,700. I didn't quite understand how that fit in. It seems to be a dangling clause, if nothing else. Top of page 3 of 8 pages. Right after item 3E, where it says estimated balance remaining, including $19,555, and then the next line by itself says retainage of
$8,700. I believe that was the retainage that we kept from them for, and in fact, I know that that's the retainage. We had one pay request from them, and based on the contract that we have from them, we keep a 10% retainage on that. So based on that one pay request that they submitted, we kept $8,700 from that amount.
Will we owe that to the bankruptcy court or whatever happened to Dempsey Ng?
Thus far, I don't believe there's a bankruptcy action, but there, Travelers is a surety company that's standing behind the Dempsey work. So the essence of this contract is that Travelers will complete the project, and there are some claims for liens by subcontractors of Dempsey, which Travelers will also undertake. So that money will go toward the ultimate payment for the project. We won't be able to retain it. It's not free money.
If it's not used for whatever purpose it was retained, it would be returned to Travelers Insurance.
Correct.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Questions for Mr. Van Gescom?
It's just a statement. I will abstain from voting on this because I have a relationship with the Ng, the original owner of Dempsey Ng, and I want to keep it separate. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Pollack.
Thank you, Mayor. Bob, we're looking at about $19,500, which is of work that has yet to be completed. Do we know who the contractor that will be there, who's going to complete this project?
It's yet to be decided. We have a fairly good idea based on the contacts that we've had with all of this is going through Rempe Sharp, the engineer, along with us, but it will be based on who we approve to complete the work. There's, you know, probably two or three. I mean, I could name them if you want, but
I just need a clarification that we would have input as to who the contractor is going to be to complete the job.
Yes, we will.
Okay. And then,
in there.
And then there are, apparently there's a Scribner's error, and perhaps it's fine, but on page 5 of 8, it refers to the village of Geneva. That should be probably corrected to the city of Geneva. That's all. Thanks.
Anyone else? We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Anyone abstain?
Abstain.
Item G, as in good, we're halfway through. Consider donor agreement with Mr. Kent Shodine for donation of a statue entitled Rain Man.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Barclay. Questions or comments for Mrs. McKittrick, Alderman Pollack?
Thank you, Mayor. I'm grateful to Mr. Shodine with his donation. I know this is something that we've discussed for a number of years. I guess when we originally started talking about what was going to be here, we had discussed a fountain. Honestly, when I look at this, the statue, it doesn't, it's not symbolic or emblematic of Geneva. I don't know that I would want it in my yard, or if it's truly representative of what the people of Geneva would like. Again, I'm grateful of Mr. Shodine's contribution, but it doesn't do it for me. Thank you.
Alderman Dakota.
I'm not artistic at all, but I'm looking at the picture of that statue, and Dan Digges, I'd rather have Dan Digges over an umbrella or floating above his head. But as I say, I'm not a connoisseur of art, and I don't pretend to be, but I know what I like and I don't like. And I kind of share Mr. Alderman Pollack's assessment. Thank you.
Anyone else? Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The sketch that came with it was unfortunately a little bit vague. I thought we were going to have some place to seat as part of this plaza. Do these things indicate that planters have seats built into them? Does anyone know? I thought that was the original plan.
Mr. Elias, our city engineer, is present this evening, wearing a handsome black City of Geneva shirt.
There's sea walls along. If you go out there today, you'll see the arbor that's up there, and that whole wall along there will be a sea wall. Where the Rain Man statue is at, those are the garden that's around there. Won't be a seating area. It'll just be a flat area, but there will be seating along the wall on the back of the plaza.
Thank you. It just wasn't apparent from the sketch. Thank you very much.
Anyone else? Questions regarding item G? We have a motion. We have Alderman Flanagan.
I have to say my piece, I guess, or say my what's on my mind. I too was a little hesitant about the Rain Man as a statue or as a fountain. I did go online though to make. The statue doesn't look as unusual as it does in our photos in our packet. It does have a little bit more of style to it. I, too, at first wasn't really pleased about the statue. I wasn't pleased that we would have to do the installation. I had hoped that we wouldn't have to incur that expense, and along with the donation, we would have gotten the installation, too. I'm still just, I'm not quite sure what, if we could just explain the amount of money that's coming for the installation, if you can just clarify that again for everyone. It's basically you're taking the amount of money that was set aside for the pedestrian light and the map table, and then you're using that those funds to offset the cost of that installation?
Yes. We have approximately $13,000 appropriated this fiscal year for the Public Plaza project.
Set aside for that particular project?
Correct. And our hope was to purchase a map table and a pedestrian light for that area. And we were estimating that those two items would cost approximately $13,000. Hopefully the bids are, you know, will come in when we purchase those, that those will come in lower than that. But that's what we have in this year's budget. So what we're proposing is to use that funding source to purchase the filtration and the pumping system, which we received an estimate or proposal cost of $6,000. So the $6,000 we were hoping to come out of that $13,000. And in the meantime, I've asked our Cultural Arts Commission as well as our Strategic Plan Advisory Committee if they would be willing to each donate $1,000. And I've received positive feedback from both of those groups indicating that they would be supportive of that, which brings the cost down to $4,000 out of this year's appropriated funds of $13,000 to be used toward that public plaza.
Thank you. I wanted to clarify that. I mean, wanted somebody to clarify that too, because of the fact that I was very concerned because of our budget and to not expend money towards, not that I love art and I think it's really great that we should have a piece like this, but I was more concerned about making sure that we had the necessary funds and we weren't stealing, I mean, taking money from a certain, I didn't want to say stealing, strike that, taking money from one pot to, you know, feed another. So
no, that those funds have been approved already for work at that plaza. That would still leave us $9,000 to put toward a map table and or pedestrian light, depending on what prices we could get on those.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let the record show that Alderman Flanagan is against stealing.
Very true.
Of any kind.
But she's in favor of bronze.
Alderman Maladra, then Vogelsberg.
Comments from Alderman Pollock and Alderman Dakota kind of get to the struggle I've had with regard to public art ever since I was on the Strategic Plan Committee. I'm an advocate and, in fact, consider myself a champion for attracting the arts and arts activity to the downtown, but I don't think that we should be using taxpayer dollars to attract works, specific permanent works of art, because for every person you find who thinks something is nice, you'll find a person who thinks something is bizarre, strange, or otherwise detrimental to the aesthetics of the downtown. So, without commenting on this, on the Rain Man or when it rains it pours specifically, I just think that it's sort of a slippery slope that we travel down. You know, when we vote to approve this, are we voting on what we like? Are we voting on what we don't like? I just don't see a way to consistently and objectively judge public funding for permanent works of public art.
Alderman Vogelsberg, then Piper, then Singer.
Thank you, Mayor. I feel like it's point-counterpoint because I'd like to take the other side. I think no matter what people, if you like it or you don't like it, clearly everyone's had some kind of emotional reaction to it. And to me, that's what art is about, to start the conversation. And I think it's a generous gift. Maybe it's not the perfect timing to, pay for what we need to get it, but we may never get this. I think it's generous, and I think we should accept it and, gratefully. Thank you.
Alderman Piper, then Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree. I think we're voting on the gesture. We could debate the art all night. Some of us in manufacturing, I don't understand art in the least. I'll give you a couple bucks for the canvas, a couple bucks for the paint, give you $50 an hour, round it up to $250, and somebody will sell that damn thing for $7,000. Okay, I don't get it. A game-worn Stanley Cup jersey? I'll give you $1,000 for that. So it's to each his own. I think really what we're getting at here is the gesture from Mr. Schodine. I think everybody's right. You're going to find X amount of people who really enjoy it and X amount of people who don't, but it evokes the emotion, and that's what it's there for. Thank you.
Alderman Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Is this product going to be labeled as such as being called a Rain Man or When It Rains, It Pours?
Well, that's the title of it by the artist, Miles Metzger, and I've spoken with him several times through the course of, recall I sent out an email several weeks ago to everyone asking for feedback on this, and since that time I've spoken with him, but he is the one that has titled this piece of artwork.
We don't have any concerns with any legal questions with Morton Salt.
No, they're providing our snow removal products, so it's all good.
So it's a trade-off.
It's a trade-off, exactly. The last night's snow event. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Anyone else? We have a motion on the floor. We have a second. Mr. Clerk, could I trouble you to please take the roll call?
William Barkley.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Paul Dakota.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Nay.
Ray Pollack.
Nay.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Nay.
Don Vogel.
Sorry. My fault.
Okay. Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
I was going to say the motion passes 7-3, but I was early. Forgive me. Motion passes 7-3. Item H, consider a contract with Aquascape Designs in an amount not to exceed $6,000 for the installation of a rain exchange rainwater harvest system at the Dodson Eaton Public Plaza.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Barkley, seconded by Brown. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, hearing none. All in favor of item H, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item I, consider Peck Road right-of-way dedication for Prairie Green Trail Project.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Barclay. Questions or comments regarding Peck Road right-of-way dedication for Mr. Elias, who sits immediately back down. Mr. Elias, where exactly is Peck Road? We have no questions or comments. You want to roll, please? All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
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 And I also vote aye. Anyone opposed? Item J. Consider public art depicting Craig Maladra. No, I'm sorry. That was a typo just on my agenda. It was unbelievable.
Holding
I don't know how that happens, Craig. Item J. Consider Sandholm Woods Park intergovernmental agreement with the Geneva Park District.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dakota, seconded by Flanagan. Questions or comments? Seeing none, hearing none. All in favor of item J, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item K, consider 2009 pavement crack sealing project award recommendation in the amount not to exceed $82,000.
So moved.
Thank you.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Maladra.
I'm still choked up over the public art.
I bet you are.
Apparently.
Brown makes the motion, Maladra seconds. Questions or comments? Seeing none, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item L, consider Caneville Road, State Street to Randall Road award of engineering agreement for design services in the amount of $39,998.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Barclay. Questions or comments? Mr. Elias? Seeing none, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The enthusiasm in this room is overwhelming, isn't it? Anyone opposed? Caneville Road is public art in and of itself, Craig.
Only at the intersections.
Only at the intersections. Item...
It's our motion.
M. Okay. consider contract for construction material testing services to Professional Service Industries Incorporated of Elgin, Illinois, in an amount not to exceed $35,000.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Barclay. Questions or comments? Hearing none, seeing none, all in favor of item M?
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Pollack?
I believe that was the one where we had it went out to bid and we accepted. Let me get this right.
So that was the one before.
No, this is this one.
What was this one?
We chose the second.
Right. We had one,
two, five
bids, and the lowest bid was Terracom, the amount of $9,862, and it's been recommended that Professional Services Industries bid of $9,975 be accepted. And I would like an explanation as to why we're not taking the lowest bid. Certainly we've had experience with both firms. And if we could have Mr. Elias explain why, that'd be great.
Just as a point of clarification, it wasn't technically a bid. They were professional service proposals as far as that definition goes. The reason we're recommending Professional Service Industries over Terracon is we've had experience with both firms. In terms of the work from both firms, PSI has typically been more responsive, more timely in their service to us, and has provided better customer service to the city. To give you an example of the kind of things I'm talking about, what this company will do is they do our material testing for our street program, okay? And the way construction works is many times schedules change, contractors can get an extra crew available at the last minute kind of thing. Terracon has a 24-hour requirement to give them notice to get a tester out there, whereas PSI is much more flexible in their time frame. So it's a case of where we may find out in the course of construction late in the day, the contractor could bring another crew to start ahead on another street. However, if we don't have the ability to get that tester out there, we can't accommodate that schedule. And we look at doing those kind of things to try and minimize the impact to the residents and speed the project up as much as we can. So it's, given the dollar values involved, we felt that it was a much better value to the city to go with PSI.
Thank you.
Paul, how much of a difference in price would force you or would encourage you to go to the low bidder between these two, since you dismiss $150 or whatever it is, $115 or whatever?
I don't have an exact number. I'm just going based on what we've received from the proposal.
Okay.
So it's hard to, you know, everything being equal, to me, it's worth the additional $113 to have that added flexibility. And
how much lower with this other guy? $200? $400? $5,000? Whatever.
It's theoretical at this point. I couldn't answer it.
Well, it's not theoretical. It's actual dollars that we left on the table for the citizens of Geneva.
Well, I think it boils down to, without defaming any of the other bidders, it boils down to quality of the work, trustworthiness in the work, experience with the work, and our professional staff's comfort level in the vendor. So that's my
I heard
from Mr. I just figured I'd read that for the benefit of those watching at home thinking they turn on the comedy channel.
The way I look at it, Alderman Dakota, is if by having someone a little more flexible with their scheduling out there saves a resident from being out of their driveway an extra day because we've got a poor curb right there, that makes up the savings.
So you had the citizens in mind when you made that judgment.
Sure.
Thank you.
I think, Mr. Elias, your team always has the citizens in mind, and I would gladly, well, if I, can I vote on this just for the hell of it? Yeah, what the hell, I'll vote on that. You got my support. Anyone else, questions or comments? We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor of item M, as in my, oh my, we've got seven left. Please say aye.
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. Anyone opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Motion 7-3, including the ceremonial aye vote from me. Motion passes. Item N. consider contract for 2009 street improvement project to Ploti Construction Incorporated of Hoffman Estates, Illinois, in the amount of $926,531.52.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Brown, seconded by Barclay. Questions or comments?
Can we comment?
Yes, you may. I'm gonna defer first to the committee, and then I'll be happy to recognize you, madam.
Okay.
Thank you very much. From the committee, anyone on the contract as presented?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I believe this product is going to be before for public approval and discussion tomorrow evening at the Public Works Department. Am I correct?
Yeah, there'll be a presentation regarding the overall project.
Correct.
I believe this young lady and perhaps some of her guests might be here regarding one of the streets that was omitted from the
reconstruction
program.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's my guess. So. I don't know how I guess that. Anyone from the committee? Questions for Mr. Elias? From the audience, madam? Welcome. You're welcome. If you could join us at the podium, that'd be wonderful.
My name is Becky Ruby. We live on Manchester Course in Geneva East, and our alley was supposed to be redone last year. It's full of potholes. It's original, built in 83 or 84, I believe. And the other alleys have been fixed, and ours has not. Ours is the biggest and therefore the most expensive, and we are sensitive to the financial burden, but at the same time, we keep getting overlooked. And as of today, on the city's website, we're not even on the plan for the next 3 years now to have our alley redone. So we just want to find out if there's any way we can get back on budget. I spoke with somebody at the city who thought maybe we could do half of the alley this year and half next year, you know, doing it in sections might be an option. Some questions that I have, which I'm not sure can be answered here or by any of you, are the maintenance and serviceable life of the alley, the street ratings, which is criteria used to determine what repairs are being made. Our taxes, you know, obviously our taxes haven't decreased. I realize the funding has, but I personally am not clear on how that all comes together. Our taxes are the same, but the budget is less. The bottom line is, as a homeowner, we pay taxes to have our streets maintained, and our street is not being maintained. Our kids don't have anywhere to play. I mean, we have one sidewalk, which is far too bumpy for a bike or a tricycle or scooter. I know they're not supposed to technically play in the alley, but it's safer than the street, and the parents are always out there with them, and the kids get hurt on their bikes. I mean, on their training wheels, they just spin. They can't go anywhere because they hit a pothole, and they just are stuck there. Let's see.
Kevin, she's right. The alley is ridiculous.
Well, I know.
It's dangerous to ride your bike.
I know, but let's have Mrs. Ruby finish her comments first.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was a dramatic pause.
and as far as the temporary fix of the cold patch, they do that at least once a year. They've been doing that, and I think it's a waste of time and money because it comes right out, and then we just have rocks everywhere. At the least, we would like to have, I don't know if it's possible to have a street sweeper come through our area. It's just a mess. There are clumps of rocks everywhere, which makes it worse when you do fall on
really
your bike
unsafe.
Or whatever.
So, it is.
And I understand. There's a bigger, there are two separate issues. I just want to focus on the alley right now, but the other issue that I'd like to eventually address is just the water in general in our area. The drainage is very poor, and there's constantly standing water. And because of that, I was told that our alley needs to be completely ripped up and replaced with concrete instead of asphalt, which is part of also why they're not doing it, because of the cost. So there are other issues with the drainage that we would like to address prior to the alley being done as well. So,
that's a whole nother
and thing. I'm not sure if there are any answers or solutions, but I just am here to try to find out. So,
there are some answers. I'm not certain it's the answers you want to hear necessarily, but I corresponded today or this afternoon with one of your neighbors.
This is Klimowski.
Okay.
And I conveyed some of the answers to the very same questions she had raised that were identical to yours.
Mm-hmm.
I copied our city engineer and the alderman, Mr. Pollack, and Mrs. Vogelsberg, and others on that as well. You've touched on all those issues. I mean, it does boil down to, quite frankly, $500,000 price tag that we simply don't have.
Right.
With respect to the street ratings, I would defer to our city engineer, Mr. Elias.
Okay.
And with respect to the expected life of a street or alley, I'd defer to Mr. Elias. As you well know, Mrs. Ruby, Britta Lane and the alley behind Britta and Geneva were recently redone in concrete.
Mm-hmm.
We have alleys off of Anderson Boulevard that were recently redone in concrete. And those projects were similar in scope to what yours is being proposed. And they were deferred for a while, too, so we could do it correctly.
Okay.
And I would agree that the filling of the potholes is not the end-all. I corresponded with Mrs. Klimowski today saying that instead of the cold filling, we're going to do hot asphalt filling once the asphalt's available, which we hope will be that first week of May. That would provide far greater life expectancy for the Band-Aid approach before we can do the entire surgery, if you will. This council has debated and discussed since really October, November, where we could eliminate in excess of $1 million in whether it be capital costs, programmatic costs, etc. And regrettably, this project was one of those projects that we had to defer.
Okay.
So, I mean, in the spirit of transparency, that's really how we got here tonight. Mr. Elias, if I could trouble you to respond to Mrs. Ruby's questions regarding street ratings.
Sure. Also, just a point of clarification as far as not having the project on the website in the next three-year plan. That map that's on the website is specifically for streets, and we make a distinction between streets and alleys, so it's not like it was just taken off for indefinitely. As soon as we can get the funding, we'd want to do the alley because we do spend a lot of maintenance time out there. As far as maintenance life goes, with the concrete alleys that are done, we're looking at a 30-year 30-year maintenance life on those. We switched to concrete pavements in the alleys because of the garbage truck loading that we get constantly, the stopping and the starting. It tends to rut the asphalt, and so we feel that a concrete is a much better product application in that instance. Again, with the street ratings, we don't really look at the alleys with the same system that we do the streets, mainly because after this alley is done, we really don't have other alleys. We've got a couple of little very minor alleys that serve one or two driveways, and I know that this alley is in worse shape than some of our streets. However, because of the capital cost, the $500,000 cost, it's not something that we just awarded a contract for Plody for close to $1 million. This would be half of that project, so we don't rate them in the same manner, I suppose, because it's just alleys are much more uncommon in the city. We have a separate project, a separate program, an alley replacement program, which you alluded to, that we've been going with you for the last number of years to replace these alleys. This is the last big one of that. Like I said, we have a couple other minor ones, but so from that aspect, yes, I understand that alley's in worse shape than some of the streets, but just as how we look at it and how we divide out the dollars for capital funding. I don't know if that answered your question.
I think you answered the maintenance concerns for one of our current alley, except for concrete, but what about the other alley?
And Mrs. Ruby, there's some additional information I'm going to ask our city attorney to comment on as well after Mr. Elias answers that question. Then I'd like to recognize this young lady who had her hand up.
So, admittedly, the service life is at the end of its service life. I'm not going to pretend it's not. What we're doing, what we're recommending doing until we can get this overall project funded is to go in and essentially fill those holes that are there with hot mix asphalt. The difference of what we're doing, what we're going to plan on doing here is we'll put the hot mix asphalt in. It compacts a lot better. We'll bring a roller out there to roll those patches so that it gets better compaction. We'll stay in the hole better as opposed to the cold patch that they do over the winter time, where you just let the car tires compact it and it pops out the next time a snow plow comes through. That's not to say that it's going to all those patches will survive next winter. I guarantee you they won't. But it's really the best we can do at this point until we can fund the major improvement. We're doing what we can with what we've got on that alley. As far as street sweeping, we will definitely be sending a street sweeper down there. We have to do that, A, before we do the patching, to make sure it's clean and dry so those patches have a better chance of bonding. Once we do finish the patching, we'll send a street sweeper down again to sweep up any of the loose material that didn't make it into the holes. And our street division is very well aware of the condition of that alley and is committed to giving it the attention we need on this temporary basis.
Before I recognize this young lady, I'd like to ask our city attorney to comment on the birth of that alley and under the conditions in which it was born and why perhaps we are seeing some of the challenges we are today. So.
Well, it's my recollection, Mayor, that when Phase 1 of Geneva East was constructed, the alley system was a private alley system. Mm-hmm. It was under control of the property owners and maybe the control of the association originally, and then after some period of time, and I can't remember the date, there was the city agreed to take it over. I would think that as a private alley, the standards under which it was constructed would have been different than the normal street construction standards that the city imposes on public dedicated roadways. It's my recollection, maybe within 10 years after its construction, I think less than 10 years, the city took it over for a number of reasons, and one was access and garbage removal and all those kinds, snow removal and all those kinds of things.
Any objection? Have you recognized this young lady first, Paul, or is this...
No, go ahead.
Madam? And Mrs. Ruby, if you have additional questions, by all means, you can...
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's any way we can get alley on the schedule, you know, if that's a possibility, if there's anything that can be done. I mean, I have some signatures of neighbors who couldn't be here. If there are any efforts that I can make to help get this done, I'm just looking for answers to get it done. And I know you can't promise a time frame, but I worry that it will never happen. So I'm just looking for something a little more concrete.
What we would likely do with this alley, because it is so long, is when we put it out for bid, we would do an alternate of half of the alley and all the alley, so it would give us that flexibility of awarding either all or half, depending on what our budget availability is versus what we can do. You're going to get into the fight of which half do you do first, I suppose, but because they're both equally bad. As far as this year goes, our capital program is funded right now. It's not in the capital program. Any way of doing any of it this year would have to come from taking a look later in the year if we had other savings from projects that came in. But at this point of the year, without having a shovel in the ground for any of our projects, there's really no way of seeing if that's a possibility at this point.
And then pay after.
Mrs. Ruby, anything else?
Address our tax dollars. What part of our taxes, if any, go towards this?
Madam, I'm sorry. Well, you're next up. the exact amount of what you pay in your real estate taxes goes toward that alley per se. I could not answer that. Obviously, all real estate taxes are pooled, and this council determines exactly where those monies are invested. That's a short answer. Mary? Pardon? Right, yeah. I mean, if you're asking specifically how much would go toward the street per se, or how much...
No, I'm just curious. Like I said, because our taxes haven't increased,
yeah. Right.
But the funds aren't there. What are our tax dollars going toward?
Well, only 9% of your tax bill actually is used by the city of Geneva.
Okay.
The remainder 91% is absorbed by our friends at the schools, library, parks, township, etc. So 9% of what you pay a year is used to provide, dare I say, street improvements and leaf programs and other things like that. Fire, police, administrative salaries, all that good stuff.
Kevin, I think what she's looking for is an assurance that this alley is not going to be overlooked.
Of course not. Mrs. Ruby and everyone here tonight has that assurance. The fact of the matter is it's simply not on the schedule this year.
Correct.
Because it's such a large project.
And I believe they understand that, but there needs to be an assurance that, yes, they know we have a dedicated street program. Alleys are something different.
Sure.
We all recognize that. But what I think they want to hear is that this alley is definitively going to be put on a schedule at a date certain, not uncertain.
Nobody on this council can give a date certain. What this council can do, and Mrs. Ruby, I can assure you that when our public works staff says to us, here's our program for next year, or guess what, folks, we've saved $400,000 to $500,000 because of other savings, let's invest the money elsewhere, this council will have to vote on that. And just for your benefit, in November of every year, December of every year, Mr. Elias and his team present to us what they think can be the street improvement project and or the alley improvement project. And this council says yay or nay to that with quite a bit of debate saying, yeah, but what about this street, what about that street, what about whatever. And then we ultimately come to a consensus and say, go for it. So tonight we're going to invest $1 million to repair or improve streets. Regrettably, Manchester Alley and other streets throughout town didn't make the cut. So, sure.
I have one thing. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to let the residents of the neighborhood know that we have, staff has applied through many venues for stimulus funding. I've been to Congressman Foster's office several times through his appropriation applications, through the different agencies at the state and federal level, and your project, other than our parking deck third tier, has been at the top of the list. So we have specifically asked for money for the funding of Manchester Course to get that done. We haven't received any money as of yet, but we have put it on the list and as a top priority, so just so that you know that.
Madam, you've been up and down. I apologize for that. Then Alderman Dakota and Alderman Vogelsberg. Oh, sure, I'd be happy to. Got it? Thank you very much. Okay.
I'm Sally Kelton. I live at 820 Manchester Course. There are a couple of different problems that are going on over on the east side. And I realize that today we're only going to be dealing with the alley. But it bothers me that when the city took over the alley, that it hasn't really had any kind of permanent solution as far as the potholes go. I have seen a kid flying down that alley, a boy flying down that alley on his bike, and go right off his bike. I was a speech pathologist for 20 years. I've seen these kind of kids come in with brain injuries, traumatic brain injuries. They're smaller brain injuries. We can have cars if we had a police car that had to go down the alley quickly. I wouldn't feel very comfortable with the policeman in the car. Some of those potholes are pretty big. And as you know already from Mrs. Ruby, there's a difficulty with the children. One thing that someone asked me, and I never did look it up, is how many houses are on that alley. When the engineer is talking about alleys that have one or two houses or a few houses, that's one thing. How many houses are on the Manchester Course and Court Alley? It's very easy to figure out. It's right there, you know, on your computer. You can pull up the map of Geneva and figure it out. But are there about five or six houses per block, and they're, what, six blocks maybe? that's a lot of houses. Oh, and then we have the court, so there's some more houses there in Manchester Court. And then Mrs. Ruby lives at a circle, so there are a few more houses there. We're talking about a lot of kids. And on that side of Manchester Court, there is no sidewalk. That's why the kids aren't playing on the sidewalk. There's only a sidewalk on one side of the street, and it's the opposite side of the street that Mrs. Ruby lives in, and that obviously is up against the alley. Another thing I think I need to say, because I know some of the senior citizens who live on that alley, and the mailboxes are still behind the houses, every, what, six or seven houses, and some of the senior citizens don't go back and get their mail. They have a neighbor go back. They have to ask someone to go back and get their mail out of the little mailboxes. We have the mailboxes where there are about 20 of them in a big box. And I think that's really hard for elderly people. And I think it's I just don't like to hear that kind of thing about somebody in Geneva. If we're going to really care about our elderly people and our senior citizens, they shouldn't be afraid to walk in the snow. And we have, you know, the plows and that, but we have the potholes. And people who hit 60 and better worry about things like that. So I just wanted to give you a copy of the signatures we've collected so far. And these aren't all the people that live on Manchester Court. There are other people that live here in Manchester Court. And we can get the rest of those signatures. I think the great majority of people will sign. But these aren't even half of them. So thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, one other thing.
Yes.
Is according to the website, is it set up so that Manchester Court, the alley at Manchester Court, is not on the agenda or the proposal for 2010? 2011, 2012.
We'll have Jason address that again. It was addressed just moments ago.
So, as a point of clarification, that map is strictly for the streets. It didn't include our alleys because really there's only the one left.
But wasn't our alley on the proposal for this year?
It was in the alley.
Weren't there 20-some projects?
There's two separate programs going on. There's a street rehabilitation program, and then there was a separate alley rehabilitation program. We've been doing alleys for a number of years up until this year, and that program was suspended for this upcoming year because of the funding. So that's why it's not shown on that map. It's because it was an entirely different program.
So we weren't one of 22 projects that were up for bids for this year, for 2009, and what, 9 or 11 of those bids got cut?
No, if we had the money, we would continue with the alley this year. But we just don't physically have the money.
Yeah. Well, I hope you don't forget us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Alderman Dakota, then Alderman Vogelsberg.
Jason, I have a question for you. This $500,000 you talked about to do that alley, that includes the reconstruction of the base, not just the servicing, or you said it was cement, so I would assume it would.
What we've done in the other alleys, there's gravel bases under all the alleys. We take off the asphalt layer, we'll compact the base. When we compact that base, it'll show us any soft spots, and where that's needed, we undercut that, put new base down, and then put the concrete on top of it.
But that gives you a structure that'll handle and affect
right.
Trash trucks.
Right. And just as another comment, I know drainage was mentioned earlier. When we do that, we make sure that when we reset the grades for the new alley, that it gets the positive drainage to the drainage structures that are out there.
Drainage is a problem, as you well know. So that $500,000, assuming, give or take a little bit,
right. Correct.
Should do the job and present a long-term acceptable product.
Correct.
Thank you.
And to Alderman Dakota's point, that positive drainage was achieved on the alleyways off of Richard Street in the first ward approximately, four or so years ago, because they had significant drainage issues. And when the concrete alley was put in, that all but resolved them because it was pitched correctly with appropriate drainage, and et cetera, et cetera. So Alderman Vogelsberg.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. Well, I did walk that alley last week when one of your neighbors emailed, and it is the potholes, but also I think the big problem is the loose asphalt all around when you're trying to walk. So I do think the hot pour would help to band-aid the problem a little bit of time. I don't think I could say anything better than what Mrs. McKittrick said, that we're trying to get the federal funding for it, and we won't forget, because it is a bad, and the only bad thing is it's so big, and I like the idea of half and half. When I was walking, I thought one half was worse than the other, because I'm such an asphalt expert. But anyhow, so maybe that could be achieved. And the other thing that you brought, Mr. Ruby, I don't know about the taxes, because you're right, we keep paying the same taxes and then we're cutting the services, but I think, and I could be wrong, I think 38% of our revenue for the city is from sales tax, so that's what we're losing. So no matter what we do, we keep losing the sales tax, so that's what's scrunching our usual spending.
Pardon? Chapter Neva.
Yeah, well, so while I think, what is it, 18% comes from sale, property tax, it's a much lower percent for the property tax, so that's why we're seeing a big decrease in services. And the only other thing I was going to say about the water, you will see the Public Works Department doing a lot of things in that particular neighborhood, the water, the sewers, the manholes, the alley. I mean, even when, because I'm such an athlete, every time I walk, I see Mr. Van Gescom and somebody doing something with the manhole, so they're all the problems that you're identifying are known to Public Works, and they are working on them. But every step that gets taken, now there's another step. Like they did the manhole study, now they need another bigger step, which is always another level of we need more money for that. But it is being addressed, but it's all, it's not glamorous stuff like some of the things that, like the leaves, that is obvious, but it is, things are happening. But we won't. I think we'll all be mindful to put this right back on as soon as we can, or if we get some more sales tax. Chef Geneva. Okay, thank you.
Anyone else in the dais? Anyone else in the audience? Mrs. Ruby?
Just one.
Oh, no, please come on up. No, don't worry about it. This is.
No, I was told, too, that the cost would be between $400,000 and $500,000, so yeah. It may only be $400,000, which
right.
$100,000 is a large amount of money, so we're not necessarily talking about $500,000. It may only right. be $400,000. Only $400,000. So keep that number in mind.
Stop it right now.
In fact, to your point, Mrs. Ruby, we actually examined earlier today in a staff meeting about just a 2-inch base repair, which is in excess of $100,000. And our concern is, and this has been borne out by other projects of this kind, is that we're back again in a year and a half. And from our perspective, at least from my perspective and the professional staff's perspective, it seems like it's not a waste of money per se, but perhaps not the wisest use of that money. I'd rather do it once and spend the $400,000 or $500,000, and you can enjoy the alley for 15, 20 years.
Oh, no.
So,
I'd tell you if you were.
Anyone else? We have a motion on item N, and we have a second. All in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item O, consider request for street closing for Geneva Concours d'Elegance, 2009.
Move approval. Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Barkley. Questions or comments? Is there anyone here from the Concours d'Elegance tonight? Ah, look at that. Anything you want to add there, Hanson?
No, sir.
No, sir. Got that, Craig? Maladra, Mr. Art, you got that?
I got that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? I pronounced that correctly, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
See that? Do you know the man to your left, Mr. Stanton? I wouldn't sit there if I were you. Item P, consider expenditures in the amount not to exceed $7,000 and relocation of proposed Illinois-Lincoln Highway interpretive gazebo to northeast corner of City Hall property.
So moved.
Motion by Barclay.
Second.
Seconded by Vogelsberg.
Thank you.
Are there any questions or comments? Mr. Piper, Mr. Singer, Mr. Pollack.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, please correct if I'm wrong. I'm not sure if I'm reading this right or not. Are we going to have to remove concrete, a manhole, and a sewer line to put this gazebo in?
Yeah, here we got
No, it's a different.
I'm sorry.
You're on.
Are we going to have to remove some concrete and a manhole and a sewer line to put this gazebo in?
We have staff that can address the technical part of this, but in short, we're proposing not to do those things. We're proposing to move the gazebo to city-owned property that would also, at the same time, avoid those expenses.
That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
You want to see the area?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there going to be some parking spaces lost?
Not if we put it on the grass.
On the
grass,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Then you can park on the grass. It'd be awesome.
There would be a parking space not lost by moving it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We kill the lights. So it's a net gain
maybe
of zero.
Chief Olson can help us with the, or Mr. Rush, there you go.
It's a net gain of zero instead of a loss of one.
Yeah.
Net
gain of zero.
Like our,
Spoken like a true scientist, net gain of zero.
I can't follow that math.
Where did you get the X?
This is a rendering of the gazebos. They're going to be going out to bid as soon as they hear from us, actually. Any changes that we would make tonight, I can't guarantee that we would still be allowed to proceed in the program if we wanted to move the gazebo. All changes would be subject to approval by our own internal commissions and then the Lincoln Highway Association. But I can get back to that detail. The question was regarding the location. This is the current conditions out there. City Hall is to the south center of this aerial. You'll recognize Viking Office off to the left. And then there's the three lots north of City Hall with the lower right-hand lot being lower in topography. And Route 31 on your right there, 38 to the north. This red X is where the original proposal to council had been to place the gazebo, and this is what you approved several years ago. And what staff is suggesting is that we move it to this grassy area north of the flagpoles. A couple advantages. One, we do own it. Two, we won't lose any parking spaces. We won't lose the tree. It's $10,000 less, and that's why we're making the recommendation.
Ellen, does the circle depict, can you back up one, please? Does the circle depict the gazebo itself? The
circle gets a
square. No, it's rough. It's just a rough marker that it would go there, just for purposes of showing it in a big room on an aerial. But that's the parcel owned by the city.
Correct, but the circle is the approximate size of what the gazebo would be?
The gazebo is 16 feet by 14.
Okay, but when I look at that photo...
That proportion's about right.
It is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the benefit of the committee, this project's actually already been approved.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What we're seeking tonight is to relocate it so that we don't have to invest so much money. And, of course, any vote tonight to relocate this project is subject to our Lincoln Highway Commission saying okay. So,
who's going to relocate it?
Mr. Piper still has the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you.
There's one demerit from Mr. Pollack. Mr. Singer?
My question has been asked and answered.
Oh. Mr. Pollack, the floor is yours.
This was the original location.
Thanks. Ellen, is there any way that you could perhaps provide us with a street-level view of what it would look like and the space it would take up, where you're going to propose it be placed? It's a substantial change in terms of location, and I don't know that... it's very hard to visualize. We have a drawing like this, but, how does it look in relation to the building? How does it look in relation to the flagpoles? How does it look from the street view?
Sorry.
I can't see it.
Personally don't have the computer capabilities to do that for you. We probably could get that done.
But I cannot do that for you at this moment.
I wonder.
Mr. Mayor, I do have a question at this point.
What was it? Mr. Singer and Mr. Hill.
Thank you, sir. Will there be a convenient means for public entrance into that, into the location?
If the council approves the move, we would have engineering staff draw up how it would be placed on the site, and it would include steps up and some concrete means to get
out there. Walkways as such from one location
to
that.
With some landscaping around it. We are required by the grant to landscape with red, white, and blue.
Yes.
The gazebo itself will have four panels in it. There's 20 communities that had agreed to participate in the gazebo project. They're down to 17 that are participating now. And the four panels, there'll be one panel specific to Geneva's relationship to the Lincoln Highway. Two will be vignette stories from nationwide from the highway. And the fourth will be a map and other communities in the area, I believe. So there's, it's part of an interpretive project. And that is a much greater. They're also doing murals. They have a book that's this thick, and it's all the interpretation of the Lincoln Highway that they plan to market. So I think it's worthwhile for us to participate. But when we got the bids in for where we had said we were going to build it, it didn't make sense to do it. We can take these funds out of hotel motel funding, so it's not going to hit the general fund, which is a benefit. That's why I'm saying that we have the funds that we can do. But to go any further is to expend more funds in this council previously approved, and I didn't feel comfortable going forward doing that. So we have two options before us. We can move forward at the lesser cost and move it down below, or we can choose to not build it at all, or we can, I guess three, we could build it for $17,000 up top on State Street.
Will the Public Works Department be responsible for the maintenance of that product?
Once the gazebo is built, the city owns it. They expect about 30 years life on it. It's going to be cedar. It's ours to maintain, and in the agreement that we signed, which I had included in the packet, that's one of the items in there, but it's ours that we own it once it's built.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome. Alderman Hill and Dakota.
Thank you, Mayor. Alan, can we go back to the previous drawing as to where it's located in relationship to...
This one?
It's that square there, and then the circle is the gazebo, right?
It's probably a little bit bigger than 16 feet.
Okay.
I didn't scale it out. I apologize.
But the square, there's looks like there's three vehicles in there. Is those city vehicles? Will they have to be moved, do you think?
That parcel of land is very different elevation.
Yes.
So those four spots are up above, and there's a wall with landscaping in front of it.
Okay.
So no, that would stay as is.
I see. Great.
So if you look at where the bike path is out there right, the bike rack is out there right now, it's about 20 feet from the bike rack to the landscaping. But we wouldn't put it behind the bike rack. We thought it would be better where the bike rack is, just to orient it to the street, give it more visibility. And then you'd have that grassy area behind, which would make a little bit of solace as you sat there. So,
Alderman Dakota.
Helen, can you assure us that this thing is going to cost X thousands of dollars, period, for the next 5 years, or... Because this seems to have a life of its own.
Yes.
And it's moving and changing, and, you know, we're going to have engineering programs that one has to go through. It's going to cost $5,000 for some engineer to come in. You know, gazebo is not that deal. I've put up gazebos. They're not that difficult to put up. Oh, this is probably a pretty nice one and good size. I could appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But we should have somewhat of a reasonable estimate of what this thing finally going to cost us to do it, really.
I can't guarantee that to you.
What's your best guess?
Well, it's in the package, and Jason Elias is here, one of the city staff engineers, made this estimate based on recent projects that we've built. What's on the wall right now includes $600 for a silt fence. We don't think we would need that, hence I had used a $6,500 amount. This is a very conservative estimate, because we used high on purpose.
The engineering review by IDOT, they called me back today. They said that would be $500. We are liable for that. I put $1,000 in the memo. I can't guarantee you, though, what it's going to run. I don't know.
And the challenge, of course, or the opportunity, is that we've already approved the project. It's a matter of whether or not we want to relocate the final product. So really, the focus should be on relocation.
But I've decided it's a big piece of public art. I'm just kidding.
Mr. Mulotta, please come forward. Mr. Ricardo, the floor is still yours.
Oh, I'm all through.
I'll recognize Mr. Pollack after recognizing Mr. Brown for the second round.
I'll make it very clear. I argued originally that since the city fathers many, many years ago had the Lincoln Highway moved from 1st Street to 3rd Street because they thought it would be better for the city, that to me is also a better place for this gazebo, and I've argued that once before. Clearly, the southeast corner of the courthouse is a wonderful place for this gazebo. The place where you put it, where you're proposing we move it to, is a much better location than the first location, but it still is a street which is not heavily trafficked by pedestrians. I think it's a waste of money. The fact that it's not all our money, and the money's coming out of some other pockets, state money or federal money, makes no difference, as Alderman Dakota likes to point out. And I think I would just say this is kind of a waste of money, and I would vote against it and leave the front of the city hall as it looks today, which I think is reasonably elegant for a Perry style city hall. Thank you.
Alderman Pollack.
Thank you, Mayor. You know, I struggle with this because, you know, now we've moved it. We have a rough dimension as to what the size of it is. We know where it's going to go, but we don't know if it's going to fit. And to Alderman Brown's point, you know, it's really not representative of the Lincoln Highway. Yes, you know, it was in Geneva. It's currently not going to be situated there. It's kind of a square peg in a round hole. You know, it just doesn't seem to fit there. We become responsible for the maintenance. Do we become responsible for if in the event it has to be moved? That's on our dime. Are we allowed to move it if we have to?
All of these details are the same as they were when you first approved it. But yes, we own it. It's ours.
Okay. Thank
you. And I guess as my own professional view, I do question why it was chosen to go on a lot we didn't own that we were leasing. I feel a little more secure with it being on a lot that we do own.
All right. Thank you.
So. Anyone else? Questions for Ms. DeVita? This is on to relocate what's already been approved.
Subject to approval.
Subject to approval by the Lincoln Highway Commission.
Right. And quick drawing by our engineering staff.
Correct. Mr. Clerk, could I trouble you please to take a roll call on this? This is item 1P.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Nay.
Paul Dakota?
Aye.
Marty Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Nay.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Nay.
John Vogelsberg?
Aye.
The motion passes 6-4, according to my count. Thank you, Ellen. Item 1Q, consider request by the Downtown Geneva Partnership to use the public right-of-way for the Gardenology promotion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dakota, seconded by Flanagan.
Sure.
Questions or comments regarding item Q? Seeing none, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item R, consider requests for financial assistance by Roquette America to be used in the construction of a new 40,000-square-foot research and development laboratory in Geneva, Illinois.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Maladra. Questions or comments regarding the avalanche of information provided by our Economic Development Director, Ms. DeVita?
Dominique Ballman is here, too, the Director of Technology from Roquette.
Hey, there he is, way back there. How are you doing, Dominique?
Good, thank you.
Welcome. Mr. Pollack, Mr. Singer,
I guess I don't necessarily have an issue with this project as it's proposed, but rather an ongoing problem with FONA, and that is the many complaints that we've received the last couple months regarding a particular odor.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mr. Paul, forgive me, and if the committee objects, then please say so, but I think we should deal with that issue offline since it's not related specifically to the matter on the agenda.
You're the chair. That's fine.
Okay. Mr. Singer?
Yes. Request for financial assistance. How different is this as opposed to establishing a TIF district? Is there any distinction?
It's entirely separate. A TIF district is only established under state law when a certain area is deemed to be underdeveloped or requiring certain assistance. This is a strict negotiation on landing Roquette America in Geneva in return for certain
abatements.
The property would not be TIF eligible?
Right.
It wouldn't be. No, I wouldn't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Sure. Anyone else from the committee? Mr. Dakota?
I always hate to give money away, but I think this can be considered an investment, really, I think.
I think so, too.
And to the extent that they're related or somewhat like the FONA people, I guess that's the right name.
FONA.
I think they're a good citizen in Geneva that I'm aware of. I've heard from some of the things that they do, and it's beneficial to the community. I think this would hopefully be equivalent to or better than, hoping for more than what we have. So I would, as much as I hate to give up monies, I am willing to support this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else on the committee? From the audience, we have a gentleman's hand raised. Sir, welcome.
Good to follow up. It's always a pleasure.
For us, too.
I'm glad. John Devine.
What's your address, sir?
No. 921 Wood Avenue, Geneva, Illinois, last time I checked.
We knew that.
Haven't moved recently. Could we expand on what we're giving away here, potentially? Consider requests for financial assistance. What type of financial assistance? Do we have an amount? What's the payback to the city, the taxpayers? I'd really appreciate some
answers.
Of course. Thank you.
We have all that, and I'll refer and defer to Ms. DeVita.
Great.
Mr. Devine, some of this was in the packet. I don't know if you did.
Sorry, I didn't have the packet.
Yeah, it is online if you want to read it after you hear my explanation. This is similar to what we did to help production packaging come into the former Pillsbury plant. There's two elements that would be given to Roquette. I can't give you a definitive dollar amount because it's based on percentages of an ultimate value, and that value is still to be determined once after the property is built. So they're looking at 16 acres and building a 35 to 40,000 square foot facility. They recently made a move to Geneva after we had sent this letter to them last year. So they are in Geneva right now, which is a good thing. And they are, when the project opens, they expect to employ 25, possibly going up to 100 employees. This is food research and development, so all the employees are pretty well paid. They're PhD and master's level folks. What we offered was two things with several conditions. The first thing being 50% of the building permit fees and 50% of the fire review fee. Now, based on a 40,000 square foot building, we estimate that could be $5,200 or so. But until the actual permit is done, we won't know the real amount. We did not waive the fire facility fee. The fire facility fee exists to create a kitty of money to maintain the fire equipment in the stations. So that was not touchable. The second element was a property tax abatement at a declining scale for 10 years. So, and remember, this is the city portion only.
I know.
And, well, is the glass half full or is it half empty is what you have to determine.
For the first year after it would be built, we would waive 100%, 90% the second year, 80%, 70% for 10 years. Based on the current businesses that surround would surround Roquette in the park, which is Fona, Continental Envelope, Peacock Engineering, I was able to just estimate what the valuation could be. Land in the park is valued at about $5 a foot. When the assessor does the valuation, they look at the value of the building, which will vary based on the build-out because of the activity within, and it will vary based on the land itself doesn't vary. Industrial land in Geneva is generally at $5.01 a foot, at least with the last known valuation. And so Fona is the closest build-out with $1 per square foot, and we figured it would be about $46,000 to abate the property tax. Meanwhile, the city is going to be getting about another $46,000 over that 10-year period. So it's not 100% abated. The schools, the library, the parks, all the other taxing bodies will get full value. And then the requirements made on would be that they will own the subject property, they will covenant and agree to pay any and all taxes, they will not seek a reassessment of lower property tax, there'll be a corporation authorized to do business in the state of Illinois, and they recognize that this offer is for this phase of development only and doesn't extend to a second phase unless agreed upon by all parties at a later date.
Follow-up question?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you very much for that detailed information. Maybe you could get back to 25 to 100 potential employees. Is there anything in there requiring that if they don't at least employ 25 employees that the tax abatement goes bye-bye? You know, in other words, if we're not going to have 25 employees, do they still maintain the 10-year sliding reduction on the property tax? Mm-hmm. You know, are they going to commit to at least a minimum of 25 employees? Do we have them locked in? It sounds like we're locking in to the abatement of the real estate taxes for 10 years. I'd like to get something back as a taxpayer.
I did not ask them for that. We can ask them if the council would so choose in further talks. What we're asking for tonight is authorization from the council for the city staff to finalize an agreement with the assistance of the city attorney. The agreement itself is not written.
Very good. I'd like to make a proposal to the City Council that once the agreement is drawn up, that it be put for public discussion before you vote on it. That way we can take a look at it as citizens and get back to either our alderman, the mayor, the city attorney, and either say our yays or nays on the proposal.
It always is, Mr. Devine. It'll be published in its entirety, not because we feel it's a good thing to do, because we always do it. It's the right thing to do. So the entire contract will be subject to the Klieg lights of public inspection. And obviously anyone who wishes to join us at a council meeting that night it's being discussed can ask any and all questions they'd like. So,
as I do. Thank you, Mayor.
No, thank you, sir. Mr. Bauman, do you want to add anything? Only if you'd like.
No, I'd like to thank you, the City of Geneva and the City Council, the City officials and administration for the help. Choosing Geneva for this new building.
That's an Irish accent, in case anyone had to figure that out. So. We have a motion on the table. We have a second. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Our final item, item S, is to consider declaration of surplus equipment.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dakota, seconded by Piper. Any questions or comments regarding the declaration of surplus equipment? Mr. Piper.
These Tina Bodyguard prisoner partitions with mounting brackets. Any chance of getting those retrofit into a minivan? I'm just thinking out loud. A lot of folks who might want to bid on a little something like that.
Because your daughter's driving now, is that
yes,
why?
Yes, it is. And apparently at some point we own a snowmaking machine. So this has gone well. I'm glad we're getting rid of a few things. Good to clean out once in a while.
The prison equipment came from Mary McKittrick's office.
Yes, I see that.
So we thought it was best to...
It's a much happier place now.
Just the used equipment.
Just the used equipment. Oh, we have a motion. We have a second. Oh, Mr. Brown.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a point of information. Is the public able to bid on these once they go online?
Yes, Alderman Brown. These will go online, and anyone in the world can bid on these.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Snow-making equipment is not allowed on West Lane, just so you know.
It's through the state of Illinois. It's not through the city of Geneva. It's a state of Illinois-operated online public auctioning process.
Thank you.
Anyone else? We have a motion and a second. All in favor of item S, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? New business. I notice this handsome dude over here in the corner, man. You're here to make, does he have to be here? Yeah, that's you. It's not your dad. I said handsome dude. All right, trying to earn your citizenship badge? Any questions for us, man? Come on up to the podium. Introduce yourself. You could be on TV, and maybe you'll be on Eliminate or something. That'd be awesome. No one here watches Eliminate? Ray, I know you do. You call in regularly.
What is it?
So everyone else has
how are you, man?
To do.
Good.
What's your name?
I'm Andy Hagg.
To Eliminate.
Andy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What grade are you in?
Ninth.
Freshman?
Mm-hmm.
How's it going, man?
Good.
What school?
Geneva High School.
Do you know my daughter, Florence?
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. Anybody else? You going to ask her to prom?
No.
Good.
So much for Eliminate.
Because I'm not paying for it, man.
You're going to have to pay her prom?
Is this meeting, attending this meeting, helped get a badge?
Yes.
Sometimes?
Sure does.
Citizenship in the community.
What else do you have to do for that?
I have to serve 8 hours in Geneva doing service projects.
I think there's at least two members of the council who would be happy to have you helping with the planting flowers in the Knuckles, if you wish to volunteer. Alderman Flanagan and Alderman Dakota.
Andy, consult with your attorney before answering the question. Questions for us, Andy? Anything at all, man?
Cleanup projects.
I guess, what's being done about, like, roads besides Manchester?
Who sent you here?
You did.
I did. Well, we just voted to invest almost $1 million in the upkeep and repair of our roads throughout town. Mr. Elias, how many miles of roadway do we have in Geneva?
4 million.
It's a
good spot. I want to say 100 miles.
Just over 100.
Yeah, just over 100 miles of roadway, and we spend about $1 million a year. Sometimes it's more, obviously, sometimes a lot more, on improving those roads that are really in the worst condition. And this council determines exactly what roads are in need of repair based on the recommendation from Mr. Elias and his team. So, what road do you live on? Just so we
know. Larrabee.
Larrabee, all right.
Larrabee.
Mr. Pollack, you know this young man?
I don't. Andy, what troop are you in?
37.
37, and how far are you in pursuit of your Eagle Scout?
I'm a star.
Very good. And when do you think you will achieve your rank of Eagle Scout? What are you shooting for?
17.
Cool. Congratulations. Keep it up.
Mr. Singer?
Thank you.
And Dakota?
I'm wondering, young man, if the question you asked might be in relationship to some of the state roads which exist here in our community. Are you aware that there is a differentiation between state public access roads and state roads?
No.
And, of course, we do not maintain the state roads as such. So is that an area that you were, in a sense, pursuing?
No, just in Geneva.
Just roadways in Geneva itself. City of Geneva proper.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You know, may I call you Mr. Heck?
Yes.
One of the road workers might look familiar. Are you familiar with Governor Blagojevich? Mr. Dakota.
I think one thing that people should realize that we floated a $10 million bond a number of years ago to improve our roads. And I've asked every year, the monies that we have available from the state, is it large enough to take care of our roads, to maintain them?
Mm-hmm.
And it may be at some point that, of course, I won't be around, but we might want to consider floating another bond for if the roads are falling, we're falling behind in our effort, really. Hopefully that won't be the case, but...
Mr. Mayor, I think it's been said many times, and Alderman Dakota might have missed it, but the amount of money we get from the motor fuel tax doesn't even come close to helping us maintain our roads. Not even close. The motor fuel tax, statewide and nationwide, is abysmally small compared to the amount of money that we put into roads in this country. And it really needs to be raised. And I personally have written letters to both Representative Foster and Governor Quinn suggesting that if they want to raise any taxes, the one that is in dire need of being raised is the motor fuel tax. It's just not beginning to cover a fraction of what we, the money we spend on our roads. Thank you.
The restraining orders from Governor Quinn.
What else, Andy? Mr. Heck? Nothing? You sure? You ever get the feeling people are talking past you? That's kind of what I... It's unbelievable, isn't it? Mr. Heck, Senior, anything?
No, thank you.
So this you earn your badge by being here?
Yeah.
You know you're on TV, don't you?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? And your best side showing right to the camera in the back. Awesome, man. Nothing else?
Nope.
You don't have my daughter's cell phone number, do you? Okay. You're not going to get it either.
He already said no, Mayor.
Thank you. I just got to double check, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That took a lot of courage.
That did take. That was good.
That took a lot of courage to come up here and address this.
Good job.
That's funny.
Anyone else new business in the audience tonight? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to get off the horrible topic of taxes to something much, much more fun. The Geneva Community Chest, which was honored with a $4,000 check tonight, is also holding its yearly gala, wine gala at Fresh Market. Those of you who attended last year, I think, had a very good time. For only $25 donation to the Community Chest, you get to enjoy some wine tasting, some prime ribs, some cocktails, some hors d'oeuvres, many other things, and meet a lot of your friends and neighbors in Geneva. I happen to have 10 tickets. So anyone who would like to invest in their community and have fun and meet their neighbors and have a lot of good food and enjoy a really good night, it's on Tuesday, April the 28th, 7:30 to 9:30 at Fresh Market. Thank you.
I'll buy two.
28.
I'll purchase two.
And if you buy all 10, you'll get a major badge.
Mr. Mayor.
Eagle Scout tonight. Anyone else new business?
Yes.
Mr. Hill.
And I just happen to have some tickets for the event sponsored, put on by the Geneva Chamber of Commerce, entitled 60 Men Who Cook. It's a fundraiser for Geneva History Center, Lions Club, and Rotary Club, and their charities. That's on Friday, May 8th at 6 p.m. at the King County Fairgrounds. Tickets are $25 pre-sale, $35 at the door. And I'll be one of the 60, and you can certainly pass me by if you want to live longer.
Piper will be one, too. Okay. I mean, Alderman Piper.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your menu?
I'm going to provide salad.
Great. And Bob, your menu?
Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not asking for any money for any event.
That's the new business.
No, that's not the new business. I wanted to thank my volunteers for coming out and planting on Saturday. All of our pansies are in place. I know that we had a snow event yesterday, but they seem to have survived, and they should be able to survive because they are hardy. And I just wanted to thank my committee, because without them, there's about 12 of us that really do a lot of work at the main committee. And I want to especially thank those people, because without their organization and their help, we wouldn't be able to do it. So thank you.
And you want to thank me specifically, don't you?
You're just coming out and watching?
No, for not turning you in for making a legal U-turn on James Street. You remember that?
No, oh,
did I say
don't
that
remember that. No, I don't remember
sure,
that
I feel all. Terrible about that.
There was no double yellow.
Alderman Dakota?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Singer. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Microphones are off.